Lynn Paulson. I'm the Senior Vice President for Agribusiness Development at Bell Bank.
Tell me a little bit about what you oversee in your role, which areas of the region.
You know, it's a pretty varied role. I oversee most of the ag lending that takes place in the Red River Valley and maybe down a little bit the I-10 corridor. I also spend about half of my time in what we call our correspondent bank division, where we do a lot of bank-to-bank business in a number of Midwest states. Spend a fair amount of time in Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin, so forth, working with other agricultural banks. So it probably gives me a little bit more of a broader perspective of what's going on in the ag world.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about the Paycheck Protection Program here. So that's, we've been reading a little bit about that, that while there's a lot of money available in the Paycheck Protection Program, about only 4% of those who've signed up for that is in agriculture. And I wondered if you could tell us, what is the interest that you've been hearing from other banks or you yourself from farmers for this program?
You know, it's interesting. You know, there obviously is interest. I think some of the Paycheck Protection Program benefits kind of get lost in the alphabet soup of all the other farm programs that have been going on. I also think there's a little bit of a misnomer with farmers thinking that, you know, with the PPP loan, it's more for retail businesses, restaurants, hotels, and things like that, and they probably don't know that they qualify. You know, I think another area is that, you know, in this round two, I think there's probably more banks that are sitting this one out or at least dialing back their promotion of the program. I mean, there's lender fatigue on this PPP. I mean, we've had people engage full-time for a full year right now on it. So they're finding that it was a lot of work, not just for the loans and getting the money out, but there's a lot of work in the debt forgiveness piece and so forth. So I think you're seeing some lenders maybe just dialing back their promotion. So, but overall, I think there's still a benefit. Obviously, they extended the deadline out until the end of May or until the money runs out. But there's certainly an opportunity for farmers, and I would highly advise them to check with their tax preparer or their lender to see if they qualify.
Lynn, do you know the difference between this round versus the first time around? I know there had been updates in the programs as these progressed.
Yeah, in this round, too, my understanding is you need to show a 25% reduction in one quarter of revenue. So the threshold really to meet that isn't that terribly high for most producers. So I think they thought when they, you know, went through the first round and you could use actually gross income, and you know, essentially if you're a sole proprietor you could pay yourself. But I think, you know, for the second round it's that 25% reduction in one quarter for revenue to qualify.
Do you have to have employees on your farm to take advantage of PPP?
You know, that's a great question, and I think that's one of the things that gets in the way, right? That as a sole proprietor, you know, you're thinking that I don't have employees, so I don't qualify. But the reality is, you can, and you can pay yourself, and you know, there's other expenses that qualify. You know, rent expense, equipment rent, and different things. So it's not just employee wages that would qualify as a qualified expense.
Do you think farmers know that?
I think they find it difficult to know that just reading and what you hear on the news. But I think when they go in and they talk to their lender or they talk to, you know, others, I think they're finding out. But I think also, you know, farmers by nature are fairly independent, and there's some consternation about, you know, do I want to take this program? I think another factor is all these other programs that I'd mentioned were largely administered by FSA. This one with the Paycheck Protection is SBA, whatever. So it's a different government agency. And, you know, quite frankly, the SBA actually did probably a pretty good job getting a program of this magnitude lined up so quickly and come online. And certainly there were hiccups along the way. But overall, it's been rolled out pretty efficiently given the timeline and all the other factors that came into play.
In visiting with some smaller lenders across the region, we're also getting a sense that some of the farmers may decide that they don't want any more government assistance. Have you heard that too?
I think so. You know, and then there's some thoughts that, you know, SBA loans or forgiveness are public knowledge, and to some extent that probably is true. So it comes back to my earlier comment, right, that producers are fairly independent. You know, they've taken a lot of the government assistance under the CARES Act and different things and the CFAP and so forth. But a lot of that, quite frankly, was due to some of the trade issues and things that were pandemic-related and trade-related, whatever. But this one, the bar is pretty low to qualify for a lot of this, whatever. And it's almost like, you know, Uncle Sam has stepped in and done a pretty good job for me, and I'm satisfied with what they have. And at some point, it's like, you know, somewhere down the road, if this is forgiven, somebody's got to pay for it.
Yeah, I understand that. Is there anything else about this Paycheck Protection Loan that farmers in our area need to be aware of if they are considering applying?
Well, yeah, and I'll come back again that a lot of producers think it's more for retail business and things like that. But, you know, to understand that agricultural's business model is different. The cash flow cycle is different on a farm. It's quite different, as I mentioned, from a retail business. You only have one inventory turn. You've got more seasonal expenses and income. It's not that flat line. So, but I think the program has made accommodations for that. So, I would simply say go in and talk to your lender, go in and talk to your tax advisor and say, you know, based on my situation here, do I qualify? And if so, for how much? And, you know, is it worth my time? And, you know, does it fit into my moral compass, I guess, to do this?